听众朋友大家好，欢迎继续收听 Youth English 趣味青春英语，这里是 Rose 和 Brian。 Hello Rose。
Hi Brian, good to be back.
I know, well Rose is away from China for a while and now she's back.
I'm back.
So that's why you picked the topic for today, right?
Exactly, I picked geography just because, you know, when I was sitting on the plane, I kind of was thinking to myself, wow, look at all these places around the world you can travel. And it's really it's a valuable thing to be able to know where you are, where you're going, and everywhere else in the world is. So I think for me, this is an exciting topic.
所以呢，今天 Rose 刚刚从美国回来，她想到了一个话题，就是世界地理。Well, this is one topic that I'm not that good at.You know, I was never good in geography when I was in high school, so, I'll try to cope with.
Okay, so what I'm going to do first is we're going to start with Asia, but first we're actually going to start with China.
Wow, that's even better.
Yes, this is even better. So this might be something that you can do. What I'm going to do is ask you to name cities from north to south.
Okay.
So let's start with Beijing being the most northern city that we're going to talk about today.
Okay.
Because, of course, there are many more northern cities, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to start with Beijing and go south. So I want you to name some cities and try to get at least six.
That's more southern to Beijing?
Right. This should be easy.
我们在聊世界地理之前呢，先来关注一下中国地理。我们都知道北京的位置啊，在华北平原，当然北方还有很多的城市，但是呢 Rose 给我提了一个问题，让我说出六个比北京更靠南的城市。 Well, that should be easy. Well, for a starter, let's say Shanghai.
Okay, so we go Beijing to Shanghai. Okay, what's more northern than that?
It's more northern than that?
I'm sorry, southern.
Oh, well, I wasn't really planning to do that. Shanghai is pretty southern already.
Yeah, so, but we get six. Come on.
Yeah, I thought you were asking me for six cities that's more southern than Beijing.
Yeah, so Shanghai is one.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, easy. Shenzhen.
Okay. But that's really south. So then if you're going to go really south, then what's more southern than
Beijing? I'm not going in order. I'm just naming six cities that's more southern than Beijing.
Ah, got it. Okay, go ahead.
Then, well, of course, most southern we have Hainan Province. So we have Haikou or Sanya.
Yeah, I see that. Yes.
Hangzhou, that's a beautiful city.
Yes.
Okay, so that's four.
Four.
Well, actually, there are a lot. Well, there are a lot of cities in Sichuan, so I can name two. One is Chengdu, which is the capital of Sichuan province.
Yes.
And we have the Chongqing municipality.
Yes, very good.
So success.
So we started off with something that you know. Okay, we're going to get a little bit more challenging.
But I don't know.
You don't know.
好了，聊完了我们中国的地理啊，中国的城市呢，不知道大家去过多少。说实话，在国内城市我去的还真不是很多。所以呢，我们现在要把范围拓展一下。So are we talking about Asia now?
Yeah, well, we're talking about Asia right now.
All right.
So I'm going to ask you, what country is between Russia and China and borders both countries?
That must be Mongolia.
Yes, very good. Yeah. It borders both countries. Very good. Okay, now I'm going to ask you about some other countries in Asia.
All right, I'll try.
Okay, so which country is more northern? Would it be Vietnam or Thailand?
Vietnam.
I said more northern.
Yeah, Vietnam's more northern, right?
No.Thailand is.
Thailand is more northern than Vietnam.
That's right.
You know, I don't really know the geographical locations of these two countries.
Oh, for sure, Vietnam.
I've been to both countries.
Uh-huh.
Thailand is warmer to me, and Vietnam is, not cold. It's also warm, but I think it's not as warm as Thailand, so that's why I guess Vietnam is to the north.
It depends on where you went in Thailand, because Vietnam...is along the ocean. It's actually really close to the Philippine Sea.
Uh-huh.
So I think because maybe it's close to that body of water, maybe it's tends to be a little cooler, even though Thailand is, there are part cities along the sea, the Bay of Bengal, actually, which it would be, for Thailand. But if you were sort of inland, closer to the eastern part of Thailand, that's not near the water, so maybe it's warmer.
All right. Actually, yes, I was at the southernmost tip of Thailand.
Okay.
That's probably why.
Possibly.
So you're saying that Thailand is actually to the north of Vietnam?
Yes.
嗯，这个我还真不知道啊，因为我们说 Vietnam 越南 Thailand 当然是我们大家也知道泰国两个国家我都去过，我一直以为泰国更靠南，因为我觉得泰国的气候更加温暖，应该是越南更靠北，但是呢 Rose 告诉我们其实更靠近北方的是泰国而不是越南。 Well, that's something new aboutAsian geography.
Okay, so it's more northwest, but it's still north. Very more northern, okay. So, which country is more northern? Would it be Cambodia or Thailand?
Wow. I don't really know where Cambodia is located. Wild guess, Cambodia.
It would actually be Thailand.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so which two countries...There are three countries that border Cambodia. Can you list two of them?
Wow. Is Laos one of them?
No, but close.
Okay.
We've already mentioned two of them. That'll give you a hint.
Thailand!
Yay!
Vietnam!
Yay! Good job!
That was a useful hint.
Yes, that was a very useful hint. Okay, very good. Okay, what body of water is between India and Thailand?
Indian Ocean.
No.
Okay. Then I have no idea.
It would be the Bay of Bengal.
I don't even know that name, so never mind.
You said, never mind. Okay, so to be quite fair, the Indian Ocean, the Bay of Bengal sort of flows into the Indian Ocean.
So it's part of the Indian Ocean.
It's part of the Indian Ocean, but it's called the Bay of Bengal. It's sort of right in between that, those two pieces of land.
So I was right. Give me the credit.
Okay, fine. You said I was right.
Let's carry on.
Carry on. Okay. So, if you go more southern, which countries do you bump into? And I'll give you a hint. Bali is an island that's part of this territory.
All right.亚洲的南部我还真的是很不熟悉 And I don't even know what Bali is.
Bali, wait a second. Bali is like one of the most famous cities.
Maybe for Westerners.
No. A lot of Asian people go there.
Really?
Yeah.
I
think you pronounce it. No, it's a city. It's pronounced Bali.
Bali.
Doesn't it sound the same, Bali? Bali.
Yeah. It might be famous. I think I heard that name before. Okay. It's a pretty hot tourist destination.
Yes.
Never been there?
Part of what?
Is it a part of Korea?
No. You have to go, like, several countries more southern.
Till we get to Korea, yeah.
No, till we get to this city, Indonesia.
Is it?
Yeah, Bali, Indonesia.
Okay.
Yes.
哎，真的是啊，印度尼西亚怎么一直没有想到？我确实是不管是亚洲地理还是世界地理学的都不太好啊。So in the more southern territory of Asia, we have Indonesia. We of course have a lot of other countries that, well, I can't even name them all.
Okay, so let me ask you this question.
All right.
Okay, what country is more southern than Indonesia, and it's a country you said you might visit? Come on, with kangaroos and koalas.
That's not Asia.
But I said it's more southern than Indonesia.
Then it would be Australia.
Very good. Great job.
哎，澳大利亚啊，当然这不是亚洲了，我们已经走到了世界地理的范畴之内，这也是最靠南的一个大洲。当然，我们是说有人居住的大洲啊，南极洲我们还没有说到。Yeah, Australia is a pretty fascinating place. It's a vast place, of course.
Yes, it is. And then I'm going to ask you one question that you probably, hopefully, should know. Probably, hopefully.
Bring it on.
Okay, what is the capital?
Of Australia?
No. New Zealand.
The capital of New Zealand. Oh, wow. I think I knew the answer.
I think you know this. You just have to say it. It starts with an A.
It's a city.
Very funny, Brian.
Well, actually, I lost this one. I think I knew it.
It's Auckland.
Oh, of course. Auckland, 就是我们说新西兰的首都. I knew this one because one of my former listeners is now dwelling in Auckland.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
She married a guy from New Zealand, and they both moved there, and now they have a son.
Oh, that's amazing.
Very sweet. I don't know if she's listening. If you are,
hello.
Happy marriage life.
Happy marriage life. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year as well.
Yes. Okay, so let's go to South America.
South America.
Okay, we're going all the way to the other side of the world.
Yeah, 大家想一想啊，如果大家看世界地图的话，可以看到亚洲啊，在世界的一边啊，底下有澳大利亚。那么我们要转到地球仪的另外一边，才能看见南北美洲。So today we're going to South America, 南美洲。And honestly,Brazil is the only country I know that belongs to South America.
Really?
Yeah, well, if you mention other names like Argentina, maybe?
Argentina? Very good.
It's a South American country, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Can't really think of others.
Really?
Mm.
Oh my gosh, okay.
That's how bad I am at world geography.
This is terrible, Brian. We're going to have to teach you a few things
today.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a hint.
Mm-hmm.
There is another country that borders Brazil and starts with a C. It borders Brazil.
Borders Brazil and starts with a C.
Yes.
It can't be Cambodia again. It's an Asian country.
That's right.
Chile?
Well, okay, yes. That starts with a C and it borders Brazil. Very good. But there's another country that I was thinking of.
I don't know then.
C-O-L.
C-O-L? Colombia?
Yes!
Okay.
Colombia!
Is that really a country?
Yes! Oh my God, are you kidding me? Brian, come on! You're making me second guess myself!
Alright. 哥伦比亚、智利啊，这两个国家都是南美洲的国家，而且呢，都和我们说 Brazil, 巴西接壤。Well, always wanted to go to Brazil.
Yeah, me too. For you know what?
Mm.
Do you know the most famous party on earth is in Brazil? Do you know what it's called?
Yeah, I never party, so I have no idea what that party is.
Carnival.
So that's a party?
It's basically a huge one-week celebration where they celebrate basically the removal of meat because they're a very... You know,
the removal of meat.
Yeah, that's what carnival means. It basically means the removal of meat because they're a very Catholic country. So for around Easter time, Catholics don't eat meat on Fridays for 4 weeks. Yes.
All right. Well, pardon me because I'm not religious at all. And forgive me for saying this, but without meat...What can a party be? It wouldn't be a carnival at all.
Well, you can actually eat meat on those days, right? But it's just Friday during Lent. It's just a Catholic thing that they do on Fridays to sort of sacrifice. And so they don't eat meat on
Then
Fridays.
Why is it the biggest party in the world?
I don't know. It just
Because
actually,
it has the most people participating?
Well, yeah, pretty much it's dancing and parades and lots of parties, and they do this for about a week, and it just, I think it just grew and grew as time,time went on, so.
当然了，巴西还有很多非常令人激动人心的东西啊，比如说足球，比如说基督山等等等等啊，无论是景观还是人文，都有很多非常让人心动的事情。But, well, I haven't got the chance to go to Brazil or any other South American countries yet.
Me neither, and I think it's pretty much the only continent that I haven't been to.
You've been to Australia already?
Okay, Australia I haven't been to.
Well,
I have to admit that.
You're the only one.
Okay, you got me there, Brian.
And you haven't been to...
Where?
Well, Antarctica.
Where? Okay, right? Fine. Okay.
You don't have one.
You look proud of yourself.
And you don't have one.
Okay, so...we have Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
We have Colombia.
Colombia.
We have Argentina.
Argentina.
Chile.
Chile.
Okay, and can you name any other countries in South America?
I actually can't because I already told you that I couldn't really think of any South American countries. But, you know, all these countries we mentioned, they have one thing in common, or least one thing in common.They're all very good at soccer.
Very good, right? Yes. I'm so proud of you, Brian. You knew this trivia question.
So it's surprising that South American countries are, well, most of them are very good at soccer.
They're very good at soccer, and of course they continue constantly with keep up with the sport, you know, and you're like, okay. And as children, you know, more kids are born.It sort of becomes a generational thing. I mean, you know, they're born into it, and it's already big when they get here, so they sort of keep it up, which I think is really cool.
So give me that one name that we're lack of. One more South American country.
Okay, so there are two of them that you can be sure to remember because they sort of rhyme.
Okay.
We have Paraguay and Uruguay.
Okay.
Yes.
Paraguay, Uruguay. Yeah, they sound pretty similar.
Mm-hmm.
And they are South American countries. 南美洲的国家呢，其实还有不少啊，但是我对南美洲可以说是最不熟悉的，所以说呢，原谅我不能够把这些名字都记住。But you can, well, maybe get a basic idea of what countries were the most knowledgeable countries are in South America, the continent.
That's right.
Are we going to a different continent now?
Let's go to a different continent, which I'm not really sure if it's considered a different continent, but in the United States, we call it Central America.
I don't know, because I was never good at geography, but something I remember, it's probably not considered a...
It's considered the Americas,
continent.
Right. It's still considered the Americas,
yeah.
Part of North America.
Mm.
Yeah, so but in the United States, we consider it Central America because it's between the United States and South America.
Mm, all right.
So we consider it Central.
So, okay. Like...Anything that's between the U.S. and South America is considered Central America in the U.S.?
Not anything, because there are islands that are in between.
Mm.
We do not consider them the Americas.
Mm.
We only consider the lands Americas, the contiguous lands.
听众朋友们可能要帮我的忙了，因为在我上学的时候呢，中美洲这个概念并不明晰啊，一般大家就只分为北美洲、南美洲，而中美洲到底现在有没有这么一个概念呢？Well, tell us, because you're actually the scholars now.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been in school for many years. So tell us if Central America is considered to be a universal idea now, or only by U.S. citizens.
Actually, it should be considered a universal thing. It is considered Central America. It is part of the Americas, so you can say the Americas.
So maybe it's just not universally considered to be...a continent.
Right,
exactly. But the idea of Central America is there.
Exactly,
right.
Absolutely.
I'll buy that.
Okay, so I want you to give me four countries.
No way.
Come on, Brian! No way.
No way. I don't even know the idea of Central America. How can
yes,
I name four countries?
But you're going to need to know this someday. What if you want to go? What if they, like, someone pays you $1 million to go, you know, do a radio show in a country?
So, okay.
Are you going to go?
Let's
yes.
Let's try it this way. I'm trying to guess what countries are to the south of the United States.
Well, that's not going to work because there are still islands. Okay, but okay, go ahead. Do not guess South America.
No.
That leaves Central America. Come on, with the big one that starts with M.
Mexico.
Yes, very good.
That's probably the only one I can name because I know Mexico is to the south of the U.S. and it borders U.S.
That's right.
So that's...Okay. Mexico?
Okay, so what about the other country I've asked you about twice before that starts with a B?
With a B?
Yeah.
A country that starts with a B?
Yes.
Don't remember.
Belize.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, this is the third time already. I still don't know what country that is.
Okay, but still you know it's in Central America now.
Okay, Belize.
Yes, Belize. I think it's in Chinese is Bolivia.I think so.
Whatever.
Whatever. Okay. How about Costa Rica?
Oh, Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I still don't know where it is, but okay.
Have you heard of Costa Rica?
I have.
There, now you know. It's in Central America.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll try to keep that in mind.
Have you heard of El Salvador?
Maybe. It kind of has the slightest impression, but...
Okay.
Not really.
What about the Bahamas?
The Bahamas, yeah, I've heard that.
Okay, but this is actually an island.
Yeah, it's a group of islands,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, it's not part of the Americas.
Okay, 巴哈马群岛,另外我们说哥斯达黎加,这些都是中美洲的国家吗? All right, I'll take it for now, because I didn't know.
Okay, so give me one more island located between the United States and South America.
One more island.
Yes. Okay, this is a quiz question. It's actually part of the United States, but it's an island. Yeah.
It's an island. It's part of the United States. The only island I know that's separated from the
United
States.
You're going to say Hawaii. And no, I'm not talking Hawaii. I'm talking Hawaii.
So, no, I have no idea.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, okay. Puerto Rico. I know that place. Don't know where it is. didn't know it belongs to the U.S.
Yes.
But, okay.
Kind of like the Saipan Islands.
Mm.
That belongs to the U.S., but it's on the other side of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
塞班岛, 等等。我们今天说了南美洲、中美洲，真的是算是给我补地理课了啊，因为我这个地理实在是学的并不是很好，对不起地理老师。但是呢，今天我们说了南美洲的一些国家，以及中美洲的一些国家。So, you probably already knew those answers, right? Don't laugh at me.
Okay, Brian, let's move to another continent quickly.
All right.
Okay, we're going to move to the continent of Africa.
Africa. Well, I probably know more about Africa than I do about South and Central America.
Awesome. Okay, then can you name some of the very most northern countries that are actually Arab countries?
That are or are not?
They are.
Egypt?
Yes, good.
That's the north...
East.
Northeast?
Yeah.
Okay. So, other Arab countries... I don't know others, actually.
They speak more Arab, and they're more... Yeah.
I have no idea.
How about Algeria?
Algeria. Is that an Arab country as well?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we have Morocco.
Morocco.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Libya and Tunisia.
Oh, okay. I know these names, but I don't know where they're located. Don't know if they're Arab countries.
These are all in the northern part of Africa, and they're all... pretty much Arab countries.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Arabic speaking, Muslim, this type of thing.
Yeah, I haven't been to, like, North Africa.
Okay, so where have you been?
I've been to Zimbabwe.
Okay, where is Zimbabwe located?
I think it's somehow in the central area, a little bit to the south, I guess.
A little bit to the south. Let's see here, because I did see Zimbabwe just a minute ago. It's actually not in the... Did you say north or...
No, I said central.
Central.
A little bit to the south.
A little bit to the south. Yes, it's actually central and not a little bit to the south, but it's really southern.
Mm.
It actually borders South Africa.
我们说津巴布韦和南非共和国，这都是南部的国家。And I've also been to Zambia, which is a little bit more to the north, right?
That's right. Mm. So, Brian, what did you think of both countries?
They're very different.
Really?
Zambia was like the most like vast land I've ever seen. It's grassland. Mm-hmm. It's like trees everywhere. Mm-hmm. Only when I went to a pretty famous township, mm-hmm. that I saw like concentrated population, shopping malls, more like modern things. But Zimbabwe is a whole lot more modern, and it has like everything you can expect from a modern country, although not that a metropolis like city or country, but it's to me a lot maybe richer.
I see.
Than Zambia, but they have like different tastes.
Ah, very cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's all I'm going to quiz you on today.
Thank God.
Another time, we're going to talk about Europe and Australia and some more countries.
今天我们去了哪儿？大家还记得吗？我们今天主要第一来到了亚洲啊，我们说了中国南部的一些国家。之后呢，我们去了南美洲、中美洲。最后呢，我们落脚在了非洲。当然了，还有很多地方还没有去到。But no matter, because we will go there, maybe in a different show.
That's right.
This is it for Youth English for this time. Thank you for being with Rose and Ryan. We'll see you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
本节目教材由盛智学习集团美国国家地理学习公司提供。
接下来您将听到 Reading Time 外语生活读出精彩。
Radio 774，
声音在耳边，世界在心里。北京外语广播，聆听资讯，分享优质生活。
My friends, I swear you are.